This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, September 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Republicans push leaders for a farm bill. White House urged to block port strike, and the USDA issues Helene warning. Republicans appealed to House leaders for a farm bill. Lawmakers have averted a government shutdown when the new fiscal year starts next Tuesday. The Senate cleared the stopgap spending bill 78-18 yesterday. Soon after, the House approved the measure 341-82. The continuing resolution will fund the government at FY24 levels through the 20th of December. Before heading home to campaign, at least 139 House Republicans signed a letter to their leadership urging passage of a new farm bill before the end of the year. That, according to sources, that number represents more than a majority of the GOP conference. Now take note, leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees are expected to meet today to discuss the bill. The House and Senate won't be back in action until mid-November. Keep in mind, a senior member of the House Ag Committee, Austin Scott of Georgia, told AgriPulse, a lot will hinge on the outcome of the November 5th election. He suggests Republicans will want to get the farm bill out of the way in December if they run the table November 5th and win control of both the White House and Congress. He says passing a farm bill in December would clear the way for dealing with tax policy next year. Key provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire at the end of 2025. The main thing we need next year is the tax law, he said. Passing a farm bill in a lame duck remains a heavy lift without the funding to address the commodity title. Ag groups urging the Biden administration to step in and avert a port strike. 56 agriculture groups are urging the White House to help prevent a potential longshoreman strike shutting down East and Gulf Coast port operations October 1. The groups warn in the letter that if port operations are halted, quote, the impact on the ag supply chain will quickly reverberate throughout the agriculture and not only slower shutdown operations, but also potentially lower farm gate prices. About 40% of U.S. containerized agriculture exports move through these ports, the letter says. USDA issues warnings for Hurricane Helene. USDA has issued guidance and shared resources for food safety and local producers expected to be in the path of Hurricane Helene. The storm labeled as a Category 1 hurricane yesterday, but was strengthening and is expected to hit Florida later today. Rainfall before and associated with the storm could trigger catastrophic flooding in parts of southern Appalachia, according to the Weather Channel. USDA has partnered with the Federal Emergency Management Agency and other disaster-focused groups to create a disaster resource center, which provides an access point to find disaster information and assistance. The agency also developed a discovery tool directed to rural and agriculture issues specifically. The agency says it's critical that producers keep accurate records documenting damage or loss and to report those to their local USDA service center immediately. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bayer signals Supreme Court bid after appeals court denied in Bannock review. Bayer is ready to head to the Supreme Court over the issue of FIFRA preemption. That's the question of whether the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act preempts state pesticide labeling laws. The company stated its intentions after the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia rejected a request for a rehearing of its opinion issued last month that found FFRA preempts state laws. The court's holding that state-based failure to warn claims are preempted by federal law creates a federal circuit split with the Ninth and Eleventh Circuits and warrants U.S. Supreme Court review on the cross-cutting question of federal preemption, an issue that is central to the Roundup litigation nationwide, Bayer says. American diets deficient in fruits and veggies, but most get enough protein. More proof that most Americans don't have healthy diets came at a meeting yesterday of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. It's working to conclude its scientific report for submission to the Secretaries of Agriculture and the Health and Human Services. Data presented at the meeting, which continues today, shows that the vast majority of demographic groups don't eat the recommended amount of fruits and vegetables. Non-Hispanic Asians at 29% scored the highest in eating enough fruit. They also were the top group when it comes to vegetables at 21%. Americans also aren't consuming enough whole grains. DGAC members found fewer than 1 in 10 people in all demographic groups met the recommendation. People are doing better when it comes to protein. Data showed between 56 and 76% of each demographic group is eating the recommended amount. The committee today holds its final public meeting, which will include a discussion on dietary food patterns. Iowa Ag Secretary details trade opportunities with India. Speaking with reporters at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture annual meeting, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg said he sees potential in India's growing population and demand as a possible trade market. Negg and Governor Kim Reynolds recently returned from a trade mission to India with a delegation of businesses and farm organization representatives. If India wants to become the third largest global economy, it needs to boost its own productivity while also looking for outside partners, Negg said. For Iowa farmers, he sees a market for ethanol and livestock genetics, feed and general innovation exchange. There's also an opportunity for protein markets like eggs, turkey, and pork in some regions of India, he said. Pet food removed from market over positive Salmonella Listeria testing. A pet food brand has voluntarily withdrawn certain lots of beef and chicken dog foods after samples tested positive for Salmonella and Listeria. Liston, LLC in Pennsylvania, makers of Answers Pet Food, voluntarily withdrew its Detail feed formula, straight beef formula, and straight chicken formula for dogs. The Best Buy dates for these products range from January to May 2026. The company took this step after FDA testing detected Salmonella and Listeria in samples. Both of these can affect pets eating the product and humans handling the contaminated products. Well, here's today's final word. We think there's an all-of-the-above type of opportunity here, but you need to be realistic about that. That Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nave on India as a trading partner. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, September 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Daly.